Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. So glad that you're with us today. Joining me is, well, Dr. Jill Hubbard is here.
Yes,
fantastic,
I am. Hello.
Wise. And then the guy that I can always count on. If I have any problem, I can go to Jim, and I know he's going to give me wisdom and confidentiality. How many people have somebody like that? Well, you need a Jim in your life. Hi, Jim.
Hey, I need to go to the gym. G-Y-M.
Because I've different kind of gym.
Right. But anyway,
Jim,
good to be with you.
You've really become part of New Life, speaking at events and doing our workshops on parenting. And, you know, I know for a lot of people, this is really a tough time, especially, you know, when the kids go away and you've got adult children to deal with. That adjustment? That's not easy. Talk about that a little bit, guys.
Well, actually, I just saw Jill say freedom with smile. That wasn't our experience, so why don't you talk first, and then I'll talk about all the sad stuff that we went through.
Well, it's bittersweet,
yeah,
right? You anticipate, I think. I know with my first, I anticipated.
Right.
So you do all this grieving ahead of time,
right,
and then they leave, and you realize it's not so bad, right? And then, but when my youngest has left, I had been through it before.
Yeah.
I think the hardest thing, and so that's a little different, right? Your
right.
first and your
right.
last, that's always
right.
different. I think the hardest thing is they call you when they're in crisis, and then they don't tell you how it turned out, right?
Right.
They don't call you when it's going well,
yeah,
right? So that's always the frustrating thing.
They call you if they haven't cut you off,
yes,
which is happening more
that is,
and more.
You know, there is an article that I just read this week, Steve, that said the amount of estranged
horrible.
Adult kids with their parents is going up and up and up. And, you know, we see, since I've been on this show, I just keep hearing that.
Yeah.
Now, my experience was a little different. I took Christy, my oldest, who you know well, Steve, and I took her to Point Loma and with my wife, and I went into the bathroom and I cried. I sat on the toilet without going to the bathroom, and I closed the door and I cried. And then as our three left, we had what we call the empty nest syndrome, and there really is a syndrome called that. And for Kathy, she was the sun, and the girls were, I have all three daughters, and they were the, you know, the planets going around, and she lost her way. I mean, Kathy would say, she talks about this, that she experienced some depression and some anxiety. Yeah. Me, I just went to work, and I worked harder.
Yeah.
That was how I dealt with my emptiness. I didn't know I had the emptiness syndrome, but I just put my, then I realized, wait, I'm putting a lot more time into work. And Kathy and I had buried some things, even in our marriage. We've been married 48 years, so we're going to make it here. But we had buried some things. And so for us, that wasn't simple. That was actually tough.
Right.
And it took us some time to figure it out. And you know, today we talk a lot about the emptiness in our own ministry here at you know, in my life and
Homeward.
And have actually even you know, mentioned it, and we talk about it in our parenting seminar as well.
One hint before we go to the break. One thing that would help people make the empty nest adjustment. What would it be?
I think you reinvent yourself. As your kids have fresh ideas and new experiences, you go and jump into some new experiences as well. And I think it's a rite of passage for you, just like your kids.
So here's what I'm hearing. Reinvest in your new relationship and reinvent yourselves without the children at home. Is that it?
Two good R's. I'll tell
All
you,
right.
You're great at that.
Yes.
Well, I try whatever I can do. Alliteration is my friend.
It sure is.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, 1-800-229-3000. You want to join us, Jim, Jill, Steve. 1-800-229-3000. We'd love to talk to you. We're here for 2 hours.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back and so glad you're with us. You know, Lumina is coming up November 3rd and 4th. And we would love for you to go. On September 23rd, our special price, Bring a Friend, which means you and a friend can get in for $69 each for this one day, I believe, life-changing experience. You know, a lot of women went to every Women of Faith conference for 20 years, and don't miss getting in on the ground floor of another movement where women rise. It's called Lumina. We had Jen Wilkin, this great Bible teacher, on the program yesterday. If you bring three friends, if it's fill your car with friends, the price is $59. So take advantage of that. It's time to sign up and come. It's going to be an amazing experience at Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. You go to newlife.com and click on that Lumina banner, and you will find it there. Or you can just call us, and we'll tell you what to do at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right. Let's go, first of all, to Anna from Longmont, Colorado. And I believe I can talk with her right now. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing okay. What was on your mind when you decided to call today?
Yes. So I was in a relationship with my daughter's dad for 5 years. Mm-hmm. I was very young and naive when I met him. He is a narcissist and an alcoholic, and we have been separated for almost 5 years now. But my question, so it was traumatic with him, especially towards the end of our relationship. So now it's been 5 years, and I haven't really dated anyone. I've tried like a light commitment the one time. But I find myself even at work I tend to avoid, just getting deep or being intimate with men. I really am terrified of getting intimate with a man again. Like, I really watch, like, what is the language of a man? Like, what is the attitude of a man towards women? Mm-hmm. I need some help here with, like, a book you can recommend or some kind of therapy or counseling that I can do.
All right, well, let's hear what, let's start with you, Jill. What do you think and how could we help?
Anna, I think that this is a really common problem after you've been in a relationship where if it's what you described, there's usually a lot of gaslighting. It's hard to trust again. And so one of the ways to not end up in another situation like that is to not date at all, right? Mm-hmm. And yet that doesn't seem like a complete answer. Right? Because then you're just avoiding the problem instead of growing through it and looking at what drew you into that type of relationship and then how to correct and be drawn towards other types of healthier people. So it starts, though, with making sure you're getting healthier because we attract people at the level of emotional health that we are at. Now, I know sometimes people get in with some, you know, really terrible people, and that doesn't mean you're a terrible person, but you might have a level of naivete, right, that matches their terrible. And so I think therapy, most definitely, you can't go from such a hurtful relationship and not spend the time with someone reflecting. Besides, when you get into another relationship, you need someone you can be bouncing that off of that will be objective, as well as friends who know you well and will tell you the truth about whoever mm-hmm. you are involved with. And then it's starting mm-hmm. to be in places where you might feel there's a better chance of meeting someone safer and developing friendships or volunteer working relationships with men so that you don't become kind of phobic and avoid half of the population.
Very nice. Jim, any comment there
Anna,
to add to what Jill said?
For one thing, I'm taking notes on Jill because I think yeah, that's really. So good. Anna, I want to give you a word picture. You're walking down the street and somebody hits you with a 2x4. And of course, you're going to be bleeding, right? But what happened by being in that relationship with a narcissist, with an addict, mm-hmm. is it's all on the inside. So your pain isn't necessarily on the outside, it's on the inside. But it still happened to you. So when Jill says, make sure you repair the past, you've got to repair the past in order to go to the future. So right now you don't trust men. I get that. I wouldn't either if I was in a crummy situation like you probably have been in. However, when you repair the past, now you're ready for – and you use the word intimacy. And intimacy means connection to me. And I wouldn't do that fast. Sometimes we become instantly intimate, and there are ways to do that in negative ways. So I would do baby steps and walk into the next relationship. But also, what kind of relationship do you want? Who do you want? You're not going to find that person in certain places. Jill said it best. You're going to find better relationships in at church and things like that. They're not going to be perfect. I just guarantee you. However, now you can develop a relationship on what you've learned from the past. I don't want this. I want this. But what is this? So you got to figure that out. And I think you figure that out with people, your friend, like Jill said, with your friends and with oftentimes with a therapist who can help guide you in that. Mm-hmm. Then you're repairing those emotional, holes, if you would, that happened when you were in this past relationship. But you don't have to stay there.
Very good. And let us send, maybe Jill.
I have an idea.
Okay.
Okay. So, I have like 3 books in mind. So okay. I don't know how many you want me to throw out.
Well, we'll give her all of those.
Okay.
How to Get a Date Worth Keeping, Beyond Boundaries,
Take Your Life Back.
I think those will help greatly. I hope so. We want you on not just the right path, but we want the right people on the right path with you.
And we want you to be the right person for someone else.
I cannot tell you how many stories we hear of wonderful Christian women falling into not the right guy. They're going mm-hmm. along on the right path, and somehow it happens. So I hope and pray that this is going to help you, and we also want to find you a counselor. And by the way, we have tremendous, tremendous network of both counselors and coaches, and it's very valuable. I can't imagine what my life would be like without one. I have a therapist. I go to him. Yesterday, our therapy was taking a walk, and that was one of the best walks I've ever had. So if somebody ever tells you to take a hike, do it with a counselor, hopefully someone that is wise, brilliant, and all of that. All right, let's go to Melvin, Glendale, Maryland, WAVA. Hi there, Melvin. What's on your mind today?
Well, I heard you talking about reinventing as an empty nester, and I just wanted to comment what my wife and I did. We looked at a catalog at our local community college, Prince George's Community College, the non-credit continuing education courses, and we decided to take a course called Memoir, How to Write Your Memoir. And we really enjoyed it, and it also is inspiring us to write memoirs, not necessarily a book, but events about how we got saved, what the Lord has done for us in our life, so that we could pass this on to our children and grandchildren.
It's wonderful.
Wow,
that
fabulous.
Is a very good idea. It's probably a bonding experience between you and your wife, too.
Yeah, it's brought us closer together. And has also brought each of us closer to the Lord.
Well, awesome. And you know, it's hard to turn off that parenting muscle where you want to correct and guide and give all this wisdom. And, you know, it's like, just one more thing. You have the perfect vehicle for that. Instead of bombarding your kids when they no longer want it, you can just put it in a down on paper.
That's right.
Hey,
well,
Melvin.
Melvin,
let me say this. Melvin, I'm smiling as you said this. You know, I wrote a book that just came out called Finding Joy in the Empty Nest. And you are my new illustration. Okay, I just want to tell you that, because what you and your wife are doing is you looked at something, you reinvented yourself, and now you're building legacy. So you didn't even read my book, and you're my poster child today. Okay, I'm just telling you that right now. But I think all of us can learn a lot from you, because not only did you and your wife, you know, take this class and say, hey, we're going to do something more, but now you're talking about legacy. And, you know, your grandkids want to know your story. And so, you know, what do? We pass on our faith to the next generation. That's the Bible talks about that. So anyway, you made me smile. Yeah. I'm still in your illustration. I'm just telling you, my good friend Melvin, I'm now going to talk about. Steve, is that legal to do when you
speak? That is
speak
totally
on
okay. legal.
Well, he's my new good friend.
Yeah, and if not, and he wins something from you, hopefully he'll tie it to New Life.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm going to send you something. I just got a brand new shipment of a brand new study Bible design. And every time they create a new design, they send me some to give away. And this is the newest of every man's Bible. And this is, you know, kind of the younger man's version of this. And I'm going to send it to Melvin because he sounds like a younger man. But a little orange stripe there, you can see it if you're looking at us on the New Life Live YouTube channel. There's also, they just came out with a leather, full, genuine leather, Everyman's Bible, too.
Perfect. It's the best-selling. Gifts. It's Christmas the best, is coming.
Yes, it is. Best-selling men's study Bible, wow. And I'm going to send that to him. And I love sharing this Bible with people. I just met a man who's son-in-law now was living with his daughter before they were married, and he just really resented that guy. He's given them away to many, gave him a life recovery Bible, took him to a conference. He was so fascinated with the Bible that when the altar call came, he just stood up, not even hearing what was said. And the dad-in-law-to-be said, "Do you know what you just stood up for?" "No." And he told him, burst into tears, accepted Christ, and everything changed. Isn't that what we want to see in so, so many people? All right, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. If you want to join us right here, I'm going to go to Oscar, calling from Palm Springs, California, watches us on the YouTube channel. Oscar, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing okay. How could we help you?
Hello?
How could we help you?
I have a quick question. A quick question. I'm going to try to keep it brief due to time's sake. I just want to know how do I save my marriage? Right now, my wife wants to divorce me. I've been split up for about 3 months, but we've been struggling with our marriage for 7 months. We've been married for 15 years. And she's seeking divorce. She hasn't handed me the papers yet or anything like that due to her finances. I'm not going to hand her anything because I still want to be married with her. I'm just stuck in a place where what do I do? I'm doing everything on my end to fix myself because I was an alcoholic for a long time. And
how long have you been sober?
As well, so,
how long have you been sober?
36,
and
7 months. I've been sober for 7 months. And okay. I assisted the Everyman's Battle in March, I believe. So that opened up some good stuff for me.
Uh-huh.
I let a lot of things go that I had in the past. But anyway, so right now I am. I've done counseling, you know, just so I could get through that stage, that first stage of separation.
Yeah.
But right now I'm just stuck. What do I do as a man? Continue to do what I'm doing with church and staying involved in Conquerors Group and. Alcoholic Anonymous, but as far as with my wife, I when I see her, I just buckle and I just get weak because I still want to be with her.
Well,
so that's pretty much
I'm
my
very,
question.
Oscar, I'm really happy to hear all that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, I'm going to give you some bad news, okay? The bad news is always good news when we trust God, and you seem to be trusting God with your life. You're listening to New Life Live. Dr. Jim Burns, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Steve Arterburn here. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be here another 1 hour and 40 minutes taking your calls. We love helping people. We'll be back right after this.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. 1-800-229-3000. Before I tell Oscar, give him some bad news here, I want to remind everybody that this weekend, for 4 hours, we're going to be online with, I think, one of the most powerful conferences we've ever done. I'll be speaking. My wife, Misty, who's been in recovery longer than me, Chris Williams, Becky Brown. It's the Repurposed Life Conference. Let me read something to you. I just absolutely love this. It says this. I've been listening for 5 years. I used to work in a crisis pregnancy center, and it helped me during my work. Well, I quit listening. There was just too much talk about pornography. Well, it just didn't apply to me until the truth of my husband's infidelity was discovered. And because of what I learned on the show, I was able to work through all of those issues, and it made all the difference in the world. Sherry Keffer's book made all the difference. And we are better than ever. And if it wasn't for New Life, we would not be happily married. Now here is an unfaithful spouse, and now these two are having a great marriage. They have new purpose, new meaning. I don't care how bad it's been. God did not remove his calling, and we're going to help you find it this weekend at the Repurposed Life Conference. That's just one of the many lives and couples that we've been able to, or God's been able to help through New Life, and I'm so excited about that. Come join us. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and they'll tell you all about it. Oscar, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right. So you are doing a lot of things to build character. And I would just encourage you to not let anything get you off that track. You are doing the right things. But all of the right things in the world, sometimes it doesn't help the other person to change their feelings or their perspective, whatever. Sometimes they've been so hurt that they just want to start over. And so all of the great things you're doing has to be for you, not to keep the marriage together, because it may not stay together. And if all you're doing is to try to win her back, so to speak, I mean, really, other people do half of what you do, and they win their spouse back. But if you're doing it to do that, and then she does follow through with divorce, then, you know, you're right back where you were with little motivation. Do it for you. Sometimes a person simply is in shock that things are so different. You were the focus of all of the bad stuff, your pornography or whatever you did, the alcohol, all the addiction. You were the focus. And then all of a sudden, you are an honorable man. And it is very difficult for some people to live, and then one day it's this, and the next day it's that. It's just a shock, and they can't handle it. So my encouragement to you in the midst of bad news is make it good news. And this is the way it should be anyway. You recover your relationship with God. You build character because that's what you're called to do, whether your wife responds to it or not. Jill, you have a thought here.
Yeah, and Oscar, oftentimes when a woman finally gets to the point of asking for divorce, she's been trying to tell you for years that things weren't working. And that's often when men take notice. And you said that you guys been struggling for 7 months and you got sober 7 months ago. So in the midst of you guys, you know, the onset of the struggling, you heard her and you made some changes. However, like Steve was saying, she's already down that path. Now, the thing about women, though, is we watch. And you right. doing all those things, the good things, will not go unnoticed. If you have kids, being honorable with the kids, being honorable with any financial support, right? No game playing. She needs to be able to trust you at your word in whatever capacity you have contact and interaction with her. So no trying to get back because you're hurt. In that, so women can, you know, will say no, 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 but they'll be watching. And we've often been known to change our minds. Yeah. So you never Jim, know.
Yeah, I think that's really, really good insight there. Jim, do you have a word here?
I would just quickly say, Oscar, you're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to save your marriage is to save yourself too in terms of making these good decisions. So you're doing the right thing. But again, as Steve and Jill, you know, conveyed, don't do this for her. Do this for you. But you know what?
Yeah.
I want to give you one last thing. New research is showing that 78% of people who persevere in marriage, they say 5 years later their marriage was better and they appreciate it. That's an interesting thought. She hasn't given you the divorce papers yet.
When they compare them with the divorce people 5 years later.
Yeah.
They are much, much happier than the divorced people.
Yes, yes. And so I think Oscar has some hope in the midst of it. And you're doing all the right stuff. This is what the stuff we tell you to do. Keep doing it.
I'm going to hold you over one more time because I have one more suggestion for you that could change everything for everybody in your family. So I've got good news for you on the next segment, whereas I only had bad news in this one. 1-800-229-3000. We'd love to talk to you and give you bad news if that's what you need. We're going to be appropriate here. But we've got really good news. It's going to be okay. You know why I know it's going to be okay? Because there are things you were so worried about 5 years ago. Didn't it turn out okay? It did. We'll be back after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the 1 year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jim Burns, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Larry's in the studio, but I want to finish up here with, Oscar, you still there, buddy?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So, many times people have come to me and said, my spouse is divorcing me. And I have said, well, you know, it sounds like there's a lot of justification for the divorce. There are grounds for divorce. But I want to make a suggestion. If you can somehow inspire your spouse to go to the Intimacy in Marriage workshop that we do,
mm-hmm.
I can tell you that if this marriage falls apart, you'll be able to say you did everything possible to save it. So if I were you, given the fact that I will scholarship you and her to the next Intimacy in Marriage workshop, wow. I would go to her and I would say, I realize how hard this has been, and you have every right to divorce me. But don't you want to be able to tell the kids, we did everything we could? I've been given a scholarship. It's worth a lot. And you're included. And if you'll join me, then I will never ask anything else of you. Now, wow. I've done this over and over again. Do you know how many people have divorced that have taken that advice from me individually? You know how many? None.
Yeah.
They didn't call because they were having a struggle in their marriage. They called because it was over.
Yeah.
And I would be shocked.
I'm just gonna pray on it.
I would be shocked if she came and you guys didn't keep this marriage together.
Yeah, me too.
And,
I've
and here's the thing:
counseling and
if
like
I knew
that,
of anything, if I knew, this isn't counseling. This is an experience of a weekend that changes so many people's perspective.
And so you don't even have to stay together.
No, you can stay in separate rooms. And I'll tell you this: if I knew of anything better, I would be copying it or telling you to go to it. But we've worked on this format for over 20 years to get this right. So, Oscar, you hang on. We're going to get the information, and I hope and pray that she will take advantage of this.
Well, and can I also say, just at the very least, it would help with co-parenting.
Yes, that's right.
Right?
That's another thing to say.
That
Throw
is,
that in there,
even
too.
If you decide to continue, that, you know, being the best co-parents we can be, because we're
that's
tied
right.
together with the kids.
All right, Larry Sonnenberg is here. He usually brings in a testimony. Larry, I would like to give one.
I love it. Let's go.
Listen to this. My husband and I have attended Every Man's Battle, Women in the Battle, which is now called Restore, the Marriage Weekend Workshop, Sustained Victory, Ongoing, Wives in, let's see, the Women in the Battle Follow-Up Group, Individual Counseling for Myself, and a small group that's being facilitated by Wives in the Battle is what it was called. She says, how do I put a price on all of this? I can't. I can only contribute in my own small way and continue to pray that New Life will not only survive but thrive, that the ministry's motivation will always be for the glory of God, and that people as lost and alone as my husband and I were in this sexual addiction will continue to be brought to this ministry and restored. How about that?
That's pretty sweet. That is really something. You know, what we ought to do, Steve, is one day I'm going to bring in three testimonies. You'll have one, and we're going to have a challenge, see whose testimony gets the most.
You're talking about a testimony off?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have a testimony off, and it'll be fantastic. All right. Larry, what did you want to say?
Well, I was going to read a testimony, but you trumped me on that, so that's good. I appreciate that.
Don't say Trump. We're not political on this program. All right.
Okay. Well, you were biding your time anyway. So.
Okay. There you are. See? Equal time.
I just wanted to share that we have a pastor friend out here in L.A. that is going to bring, actually it's 13, I thought it was 14, 13 of the church leaders to Every Man's Battle Workshop in a couple of weeks out here in Orange County.
He paid their way.
He paid their way.
Awesome.
And I'm going to go meet him and talk to him and see how we can help him beyond the workshop. But I want to get word out to folks. Why don't you talk to your pastor? Why don't you tell them that you heard about this pastor sending their staff to come and learn about this and see if your pastor might want to do the same thing. We're typically in Dallas, Orange County, in Washington, D.C., but there could be another place we come if we get enough people and enough pastors willing to help people. They held a marriage retreat, and when the men and women separated, a lot of men disclosed that they were struggling with porn. And this pastor started preaching from the pulpit about it, and one of the pastors on staff is a fan of Steve's. Can you imagine that? And
Larry?
He knew right where to call.
Larry? Let's talk about that off the air.
So anyway, folks, we need your help. We need your help because if we get to do what we want to do to reach pastors, to try to do more, it's going to take some effort and some money to do the right promotion and marketing and getting the word out that we're going to do this.
We are going to do it. Now, I want people to be aware that COVID isn't just an epidemic that you catch and your body gets. COVID produced isolation and disconnection, and that led to the despair, loneliness, and depression of many. And here's another piece now. You could say, well, maybe we're out of the toughest part of COVID. But the aftermath of COVID is this. 2 years ago, many of us were freaked out that we might die of a virus that came from China. I mean, really, that was the first. We forget about that, the first reaction. Mm-hmm. So when you go through something as traumatic as 2 years of this, it depletes a lot of the stuff you have, all of your restored strength and spiritual depth. It's eaten away. And so we have had more people in more trouble than ever doing things that they never thought they were capable of doing. Now is the time to help these people. Now is the time to reach them. This is our time. And I'm going to ask you, please consider the state that we're in, the desperation, isolation, and an online community that is so confused, it's sickening. But we have the truth, God's truth, and we're doing everything we can to honor God in everything we do. If you can help us, I'll send you this 100 Days to Freedom from Shame. And it's a great book to free you up while you become part of the great things that God is doing through New Life. If you want to be part of great things, then help us help other people. And we will thank you by sending you 100 Days of Freedom from Shame.
One other challenge, Steve. This is political time because we're coming up on big elections. And I get more political requests for money than I've ever gotten before. And I'm not going to tell you don't give to those people, or regardless of your left or right of center. But I would say if you're going to make a political gift, make a gift of the same size to your charity. Make it New Life. Make it the ministry that is making a difference. So,
all right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEWLIFE. Andre, Dallas, Texas. How are you today?
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm doing well. How about you all?
You're doing well, but you called a show where we try to help people that are not doing well.
I guess you would call it oxymoronic, huh?
I would call it oxymoronic. So what is going on,
good
friend?
So my wife and I are struggling not with each other. It's with one of our sons. He's in his mid-20s. And for a while now, we thought he was struggling with an addiction to marijuana. But what's become painfully obvious to us that he is struggling more so with mental health than anything else. And trying to get him to go see a counselor has proven to be problematic. It's proven to be extremely tough. So we're at a crossroads of trying to get him into a place, but also where to send him. As we do our research, we're finding out it can be really confusing trying to find a place if we ever get to talk him into going to a place where he can get the help he needs.
Does he live with you?
He does not.
Okay. What does he do for work?
He actually works assignment shifts where he delivers packages. So it's okay. Kind of an independent contract situation.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to give you some help here right after this. Sorry you're going through this, but I'm really glad you called us for it. 1-800-229-3000 is our number.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We're having a discussion with Andre about his 20 son is in his 20s. Andre, you still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. Let's say your son called you and said, Dad, I don't know. Every time I drive, I'm crashing into automobiles. And it just happens over and over again. And then I just lose more money. I'm paying for wrecks. My insurance is through the roof. And I don't think, Andre, you would say this. Well, son, when you're ready, I'm going to pay for you to go to a new driver's education class. I don't think you'd do that. I think you would say, what in the world is causing you to crash your car? What is leading? Why is this? These consequences. And if he were to say, I smoke pot, Dad, you would say, we have to get you to stop that. We need to take you, help you, facilitate this pot smoking thing, because that's what happens when people crash cars. I think it's the same thing with depression and suicide. In fact, I think it's the exact same thing. Jill, what do you think?
Well, we were talking, Andre. It's hard to know what came first, because certainly lots of people self-medicate with substances because there is some benefit to it, right? But we also know more and more today we're finding out that chronic pot use, with the level of potency in the ways that people use it, it actually causes mental health issues. And there are more kids that are psychotic and paranoid and suicidal and depressed as a result of chronic use and having, you know, other difficulties that are coming onto the scene. So either way, Steve, you're right. The pot use has to stop. And there are programs out there that are dual diagnosis that deal with the substance abuse as well as the mental health issues that may be underlying or a fallout.
So what we're saying is treating the suicide and the depression only is treating the consequence of what some pot smokers end up in. Others, they just don't even go to work anymore. It gets so bad. We want him treated for both. Something that might be making it worse,
right,
or something that might be the cause of it, and that is the pot. You just can't ignore the pot smoking and its part.
Well, right, because you could have a kid that is prone to depression, right?
Yeah.
But then he medicates with chronic pot use, and now he's suicidal, and it's full-blown clinical major depression, right?
And he's working, so you know he's not on pot all the time. I doubt he's suicidal when he's smoking pot. It's when he's not smoking pot.
Right.
I would agree with that.
Yes.
And we're not trying to diagnose him ourselves. We realize we need to get him into an intake session and let professionals do their job. Mm-hmm.
I would just say to you,
getting him there is the issue.
Okay. So is there any kind of support that you're giving him?
When you say support, what do you mean?
Financial support or just anything
that
makes it easier for him to live?
So, no, we've stopped giving him financial support. We realize that giving him support actually is not supporting him. It's hurting him.
Okay. When did you stop
that? We stopped that a few months ago. We joined a support group for parents who have loved ones that may have an addiction.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we learned is don't give out any kind of financial aid or anything like that, because it's really not helping. It's actually hurting.
Right. So he's going to come to you sooner or later and say, it's worse. My suicide, depression, stress, because your support's not there. And that is a time to say you need to get help. Or you say, I see something coming and I'd like to help you prevent that. Jim, what are your thoughts here?
Andre, I think you're doing a lot of great stuff. Honestly, you're doing it right. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy, and he may have to hit a little more bottom than he is right now. However, I think sometimes some of the best conversations of getting help isn't to just immediately take them and put them in a long-term treatment center, but sometimes it's just simply to get an assessment, because there are some things that you're wondering about, but to get an assessment. Sometimes it's easier to go meet with somebody that we just talked to would you be willing to do that? You know, all of us come in and talk, and then you could leave, and you know, that person could do an assessment. Sometimes that's easier. The other thing is, not in the heat of the battle, but at a time when there's not the battle, to say, you know, it just seems like there is this concern. If it gets worse, here's what Mom and I are willing to help you to do. And then he knows exactly what, you know, that would be in terms of, you know, maybe going to get that help. That sometimes, you know, he'll kind of wander back. Maybe he was in a car accident, or there was something scary. It scared him so much that he goes, I do need to go get that help. Mm-hmm. But you're doing it right. I mean, you don't want to give him any money. You want to give him love and support. Be that person that is safe to him still, so that if he crashes, but when more probably, you know, he'll come to you and you have an answer. So you make sure you know what
to do. You're preparing ahead, right?
Yeah.
And you're giving him an invitation if and when he wants it.
Yeah.
And then in those more vulnerable moments where you feel like he's more open because he's struggling more, you invite him again.
And I find, I find some
you
young adults, even teenagers, who are scared to death of a treatment center, but they're not as much afraid to go talk to somebody who, you know, the parents have already talked to and say, you know, this person seems really nice and good.
Right.
And that can be the bridge. That can be the bridge.
The bridge is the word we're looking for. Exactly.
All right. Well, I'm going to send him Doing Life with Your Adult Children by you, Jim Burns. I think it's a great book. It will help him. I want to mention some things that are happening. And I've already talked about our Life Recovery Conference, which is our repurposed life conference this weekend, Saturday. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and sign up. Now, you may think you've gone too far and God doesn't care. I just read a story. My assistant handed it to me. Jennifer, she's wonderful, does a great job here. Here's what it said. I was homeless. I walked by a store, and in the window there was a book, and it caught my eye, and they gave it to me. It was a life recovery Bible. I was homeless. I started to read it. Everything in my life began to change. And now, every day, I post a life recovery devotional online. I have my life back. Things radically changed forever. I'm telling you, I just love that. So see, now he has a purpose, a repurpose. He was homeless. God wants you to find your repurposed life and will help you do that this Saturday. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Every Man's Battle is October the 7th. Intimacy in Marriage, October the 21st. It's the one I was talking about that I've never recommended it to anyone who's divorced after they went. And then Restore, November 11th in Washington, D.C., you could still sign up for the Rhine River Cruise that's heading out October the 6th, and it is going to be a cruise of a lifetime. Mylon and I are going to be teaching. Larry and Rhonda will be there. I'm bringing my daughter Madeline. Maybe she's 31, maybe the last trip we ever get to take together. And then Lumina, Museum of the Bible, November 3rd and 4th. If you're interested in any of these, or supporting New Life, the number's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To join us on the next program, it's 1-800-229-3000. Jim Burns has agreed to stick around for another hour. We're paying him a lot to do it, but he's willing to stay.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.